I am up on the second floor of the photo book Bristol event, where books are laid out and different distributors and publishers, and in one case the photo bookstore, are selling books, and its proprietor, whose name is Martin Amos, is here. You've done this every year, Martin. Is it a successful event for you?
Yes, it is. I've been here for each of the 3 years, and each year the event's grown, and each year I've sold more books each time.
And what is it that makes this event different from the other things? Do you attend other events?
I don't, because there's very few events like this in the UK, other than recent years off print, and certainly my part of the country. There aren't really many others, but I know people say this is the friendliest festival.
Coziest, I think.
Coziest, yes. Yeah. Certainly cozy downstairs, yeah.
So you sell stuff via your website. Are you a distributor or a shop?
A virtual shop, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. A virtual bookstore, and try and make the website as much like an actual bookshop experience as you can. You can go on there. You can see images from the book, but not only that, you can see a video of the book. So you see me browsing through the book as you would do in the bookshop.
When did you start your shop?
I started almost 10 years ago, selling a few books to make a little bit of money, and it mushroomed from there. I started with two books, a copy of Martin Parr Rarity from my own collection that had been bought from a charity shop, which I sold for quite a large amount of money, and a reprint of Robert Frank's The Americans. And I bought as many books as I could with the money I got from that, sold them all, and built from there. And now I have a rather large amount of books.
One of the talks that we heard this morning, somebody from Spain was talking about how there was a massive explosion in the number of books published from 2010. What have you noticed?
There has been an explosion in the number of books published. I'm not sure there's any more books being printed. I think rather than there being 250 titles a year, some of those with a large print run, we're now looking at several thousand new photo books, if not more. But the edition size has come down every year.
So do you think there are more good books published?
Hard to say. Often a good question. I mean, you know, often there's always discussion among booksellers and photographers. Are there as many good books? Probably the same amount as ever each year. But maybe harder to find because there is a sea of new books.
So in fact, there would be a lot more bad books published?
Probably. There's always been bad books.
And do you think the audience has grown?
I think the difference was 20 odd years ago is that you could walk into a branch of Waterstones on High Street and you would see photo books, mainstream photo books, and now you will see very few. You know, you have to go online, you have to go to a specialist sellers or the few bookstores, specialist bookstores that do stock photo books, which, as you know, are probably less than 5 in the whole country.
Is there a part of the world that you don't know anything about?
I think South America's quite undiscovered. Even places like Australia, you know, I think there's, you know, the books often don't get over this far, you know, don't leave Australia and Africa. There are books being made. You know.
How do you find out about the things that you stock?
Some people come to me. Sometimes there's a little buzz, but word of mouth gets around about a book. But you can never find every book. There's always something you haven't seen. You know, each year there's people's list of best books, and somebody will pick a book and someone will say, where was that? Where did that come from? And whilst everybody latches onto the certain books each year and says, oh yeah, that was the best book, that was good. But there's always little gems that come through.
You run reviews on your website, I notice.
Yes.
How does that work?
It's pretty much on a voluntary basis. I just say to people, if you fancy writing a review about a book you like, not a sponsored thing or anything. We don't pay people. We're not looking to promote any particular work. If someone can write well and has a passion for photo books and they want to write a review, then please do contact us. I think it's appropriate. We'll put it on there. And we'll give you a little discount.
Will you publish it if they say this book is terrible, don't buy it?
No, probably not, because I always believe that if you can't say something nice about something, you don't say something at all. And one person's opinion, I mean, I try and stock books that I do or genuinely like, but we all have different opinions of things.